insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of Chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing these verses of Chapter Shu'ara. Dear listeners, now let's listen to 214th, 215th, 16th, and 217th verses of the chapter.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
الذي يراك حين تقوم.
Who sees you when you arise.
وتقلبك في الساجدين.
And your movement among those who prostrate.
إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.
Indeed, he is the hearing, the knowing.
Imam Baqir alayhi salam has said, the purpose is to rise for the subject of prophethood about these verses. And the same Imam has also said, the purpose of the sentence, وَتَقَلُّبَكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ, and your movement among those who prostrate themselves, is that Allah has been aware of your movement in the loins of your theistic ancestors. So, after you were previously with us in the previous verses, we mentioned that the Holy Prophet of Islam was ordered to start his manifest invitation through his close relatives and his kinsmen. Then, afterwards, he was ordered to rely on the Aziz al-Rahim, on the one who is powerful and at the same time Rahim. So, the purpose of the Prophet standing up in this holy verse, الَّذِي يَرَاكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ, is either to stand up for prayer or to stand for warning and preaching that was mentioned in the previous verses. الَّذِي يَرَاكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ. توكل على العزيز الرحيم, rely on the one who is mighty, the merciful. الذي, it continues describing him, الذي يراك حين تقوم. You have to rely on him who sees you when you stand up, either in prayer or you stand up for invitation.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد.
قد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Anyway, dear listeners, by remembrance of his supervision, Allah the Almighty, the Majestic, consoles his prophet and says, الَّذِي يَرَاكَ حِينَ تَقُمْ. O prophet, do not worry. He sees you when you stand up. وَتَقَلُّبَكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ. He sees your movement among those who prostrate themselves. So, besides attributing Allah by the qualities of the Mighty, the Merciful, in the former verse, in these holy verses, there have been mentioned three other qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, each of which is more encouraging and hope-giving than the other. Because this is the place to encourage the Prophet to stand firm on this path of invitation, the path which is full of upsides and downs, the path which is full of hardships and challenges. He is Allah who sees the efforts and endeavors of the Prophet. Tawakkal ala al-Aziz al-Rahim, O Prophet, your God is the Mighty, Aziz, and at the same time Rahim, he is merciful. الَّذِي يَرَاكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ. He sees your efforts, he sees your endeavors. What else do you need? He is aware of your rising, he is aware of your prostration and your movements. وَتَقَلُّبَكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ. He is the kind of Lord who hears your voice. إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. He is the all-hearing, the all-knowing. He is aware of all your desires and need. Yes, such a Lord must be relied on. Such a Lord must be trusted on for all the affairs. So, الَّذِي يَرَاكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ means he either sees you when you stand up in order to do whatever you were ordered to do in the previous verses, or just when you stand up in prayer. This means that this qiyam, or standing up, is really important, and it is actually seen as a criterion here. حِينَ تَقُومُ means the highest form of worshipping, which is standing in prayer, or either standing for inviting the close relatives and the kinsmen. Thank you, brothers and sisters. We are done with these verses. And for the next episode, we will, God willing, move on to 221st verse of chapter Shu'ara. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, Take care.
Things always, but for me, worry ends when faith begins.